for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Friday evening service of November the 26th, 2004, Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds. Rod Johnson of Brussels, Wisconsin, is the minister.
So we're going to pray a prayer, a deliverance prayer. I may have taught it here before, but we'll go over it again. I want to preface it by telling you the experience. Thank you. Mom and I, up until recently, just did a lot of work with multiple personality people, deliverance, witches. In fact, one has sent a curse along with us to stop us from being here, and so on. She'll call me, and she knows what I'm going to do before I even do sometimes. And she warns us not to go here, not to go there. She sends a bird to follow us down the highway to report back to her what we're doing. It's quite an interesting thing. The guy could get afraid if he didn't have God, you know. And so on. And I don't speak lightly. I fear Satan. But God and me have just made mustard out of him, so that's the way it is. That's an attitude of deliverance, I might tell you. Okay. But anyhow, one day I was ministering to her, and the Lord spoke to me and said, call the fire down from heaven. Sure. May have an advisor. Here I am, God. And so what I share with you is the results of what God was telling me to do. And she got set free from some big honkers. I mean, it was great. You know, not all of them, but a lot of them. But let's go on. And in verse 2. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. I want us to get a visual picture of a spiritual happening. The word throne is not a literal throne. The word throne is a place where God's righteousness is absolute. Nothing other than righteousness is there. That's the throne of God. Brother, we're going there someday. Hallelujah. You're a preacher of righteousness. You're a preacher of holiness. And the Lord says, my son, do not look at adversity and say, woe is me. But look at adversity and say, just as Jeremiah was not heard, there are times and you shall be not heard. But I tell you, be not discouraged nor filled with dismay. For I say unto you, you shall speak the word. That is what I've called you to do. Speak the words. For I have looked into your heart and I see the desires of a pure heart. I see the desires of a man that would be as I want you to be. And yea, I trust you in the midst of wickedness. I place you in the midst of adversity. And I rejoice because I have faith in you, because I know that you shall do as I say. My angels have set thee in a place of protection. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I see the walls of Jerusalem, brother, around you. Hallelujah. I see you standing in the midst of them, which is the place of the peace of God. On the side of the hill, Mount Zion, which is where the warriors go forth. And I see that which is coming out from you as the warring words of the holiness of God. Peace to the church and war to the enemy. And the Lord is setting you for a people of this time. None have been and none shall be. I have chosen you for a people of this time. The hardness of the hearts shall be exceeded by the softness of your message and the straightness of the word. For I have my hand upon you, my son. Hallelujah! Oh, praise you, God! Just makes you want to march with them, doesn't it? Hallelujah! Glory! Hallelujah! Immediately I was in the Spirit. I want to just show you another anti-rapture scripture, as long as we're picking on the rapturites tonight. John was in the body, but he was in the Spirit. He was raptured. You bet he was. Hallelujah! But he was in the body. Glory to God. You trace every man that was caught up in the New Testament, and they're always in the body. They're never flying away where the airplanes fly. They get hit by one. Come on. Hallelujah. That's what the word air is there. It's what you breathe. Oh, glory. So do I. I hate to tell you, but you know where I learned it? Right here. He wrote that book, The Colonel. Speed Wilson. Oh, I love that man. I wish I could just live with him for a while. Anyhow, when he said that, my side just split. You know, there ain't no way I'm going to get in the way of a B-22 or a 101s or something like that, you know? Come on, God, I'm right here, and I'm solid. Hallelujah. Anyhow, let's go on. I got to get to the subject. Okay. I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. He that sat on the throne was upon like a jasper, a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne to sight like unto an emerald. Okay. Just very quickly, if my memory will serve me correctly, Lord, and if it doesn't, I won't. But it describes what it is around the righteousness of God. Okay. And a jasper stone, if my memory is right, is a transparent green. Good. Thanks, because I don't have my notes. Transparent green stands for, you can see through me and see purity, and all you see is life. Green stands for life. Hallelujah. So when God says, come boldly under the throne of grace, we must have great expectation that I am going to see absolute life. Nothing is hidden whatsoever. God will not hide anything from us. Oh, glory to God. This is at the throne. The next thing is a sardine stone. I'm not even sure if I pronounced that right, but you understand what I'm saying. And it was a bright red in color, I'm told. What does red stand for? We know that. The blood of Jesus. Victory. Redemption. Satan cannot be there. He was kicked out. So I'm looking at the place where sin cannot be. And then was an emerald. And an emerald is another form of green, and it stands for life. So when you have the blood and you have purity, life comes forth. Hallelujah. So this is what John was speaking about here. He says, man, I'm in this high place, and now I see a rainbow. And you know what the rainbow stands for? A promise from God, a covenant from God. He's giving me a covenant. And he goes on. And we're going to skip the 24 elders for not sake of not teaching tonight. But verse 5, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings, thunders, and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And I want to stop with that. Otherwise, we're going to go too long. But I want us to see thunderings and lightnings stand for the voice of God. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean I am God. It's His nature flowing forth. Hallelujah. The voice of God is described by the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. It can be audible. But more times than likely, we say, I want to hear from God. And what God is saying, well, shucks, I'm not going to speak to you. I only spoke to Moses a few times. You know, who do you think you are? Huh? Isn't that right? He said, all you got to do is look to the book and you will hear my voice. I will guide you in the Scripture. I will put the thoughts of Scripture into your head. That's the voice of God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And he said, before the throne were the seven spirits of God. And we know the seven spirits stand for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't have time, but go to Isaiah 11, chapter 11, verse 2, I think, and it'll tell you the seven spirits of God. For us, in practical application tonight, we go to the throne and we say, God, I come with full knowledge that whatever you do is going to be the best for me. There is nothing better than I can receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I submit my soul to you. Lord, I open up my soul to you. You even choose the subject. I'll just hang loose, God. Because I know the fullness of God is going to minister to the dark areas of my soul. And as he does that, his fire comes down, which is the results of his word and his spirit put together. Tongues of fire. The word and the spirit produce fire. Fire destroys evil and brings good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that fire, and I encourage you, I don't get into writing out prayers. If you do, that's fine. But I would encourage you to consider this in your prayer walk. Lord, come down from your throne. Come down through the third heaven. where I hear things that are unlawful to utter, where the understanding is so deep my words will not express what I'm hearing. Lord, Lord, come down through there. Come down into the realm of the second heaven where the angels and the demons live, O God. It's where I live when I go on trips, when I do LSD, or when I overdose, when I get drunk, when I go to hypnotics, or whatever I might do, when I listen to records and get lost in the music and so on. It's that place of fantasy where I escape reality. That's the second heaven. We open ourselves up to the realm of the demonic world. Lord, come down. Paralyze the demons that have been assigned to me. Send your angels. You see, angels are sent to minister on our behalf. They live in a higher realm than we do. They have a good understanding of how demons work much better than we do. So, God, I don't understand it, but that's not the issue. You sent me to help. So send your angels. God, I need help. And God, you said the keys to the kingdom are binding and loosing. Oh, God, bind the enemy. Bind the enemy. Now come down into the first heaven. That's my soul. Oh, Lord, search my soul. Search me, O God. See if there be any wickedness in me, O God. Search me, O Lord. Send your bees into the caves. You see, the demons have hiding places. If I share on deliverance the next time I share this week, I'm going to share on this. But there are hiding places in our soul. They're called memories. There are white memories and black memories. Black memories are hiding places. Oh God, send your angels to search out where these caves, where these ditches, and so on are concerned. It's in the Spirit. It's in the Word of God. And then, Lord, go into the ground beneath me, representing the generational curses that have a hold on me. You see, the enemy has demons that are holding our feet. Oh, and pulling. You know, I learned this. We were at it was a witches' convention, and we didn't know it. They thought they had serious too. They thought they were Christians. And the lady that was the head of it, they worshipped her. This is how we realized we shouldn't be here. is that a hint? And they would go over and they would stroke her and tell her, "Oh, Rosie, how beautiful you are." And she had been used to bring life back into a baby that was stillborn. So they were exalting her. And they would dance and jump. And this one man, he was from Hawaii, Kali, and he jumped so high that the people had to hold him like this for going up to the ceiling. And that was their form of praising and worshiping God. So I said, "God," afterwards, "you know, I got a lesson to learn from this, outside of the fact I'm never going back again. But, you know, when you're in places like that, it's not to be afraid, it's to learn." And he spoke to me and he said, "Those are generational curses, evidence. Satan has a hold with his demons of all these generational curses, the iniquities of our fathers, third and fourth generation, 10 generations, on and on it goes." You hear about that in deliverance. Jesus was bruised for our iniquities. We don't need to have him hold on. So, Lord, send your fire to burn the grasp, the legal hold that Satan has on my generation. I'm going to pray this again together tonight. We haven't even scratched the surface. The word is so good. But we need results. We want to go home. Change. The results aren't up to me. The results aren't up to you. It's Jesus. What would you like to do with me tonight? What would you like to do with me tonight? I have a biggie that's going to go tonight. I know it. He fought me all the way here. Relax. We'll have music in a couple of minutes, but we need to get through. If our sister wouldn't care. There she is. Before I share this with you, sister, this morning was a tough morning. You were used to plow up the ground. You were used to expose the stones that are false stones, that they might be replaced with these stones. Hallelujah. I have set you to go forth into ground that is hard, caked by the sun, cracked, bearing no fruit, no grass, barren ground. I have set you there. I have anointed thee with the dew from on high. The ground shall become soft. The ground shall become workable. Thou shalt plant the seed. The seed shall grow. The seed shall grow. You shall turn your back on the seed. I wish I wouldn't have talked to you before. The seed shall grow. You shall turn your back. For the Lord has not called you to nurture. The Lord has called you to plant. The Lord shall open your eyes to the places of planting, to the land where it should be planted. You shall say, I are days, I wish I had a home. And you shall say, honey, we must go forward as the Lord would say. I will give you the best I can. The Lord is moving us on. For He is establishing you and severing you. Ooh. He is establishing you in a relationship with Him that shall not be able to be touched by the enemy. It is a place of safety. It is a place of great battle. It is a place of great victory. It is a place of great heartbreak. But I set you there. And I tell you that your family shall be in my care. I shall give you times that you will say are golden and pure. A day shall seem as 10. 2 shall be a rejoicing. Departure shall be hard. But faith in knowing that God is caring for them shall carry you on. You're set apart unto me. Unusual. Unusual. They've even said that. Unusual. That's fine. You're mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's go by just hitting the desires tonight. I don't know what God's going to do beyond that. I want you to be very, very honest with yourself. Wives, no fair nudging your husbands, and no fair husbands saying to your wives, I told you so. We're just going to be real with each other. Lord, I want a desire to change. Recently, I was in a room with a bunch of Christians that are new. They're just Mom and my favorite living room to go in and minister to. And I looked at their marriages. I mean, oh, only God, and He's doing it. But all of these couples have one thing in common, a desire to take what's a mess and let God make it right. And I looked at Mom, and I thought to myself, you know, God, I think I've lost my desire. Huh? I don't know, but I don't know why I'm sharing this. It's not certainly to tell you my tales. Where's your desire? You know, we get complacent. There's another word for it, procrastination. Isn't that right? No. God, don't let me lose my desire, please. I'm stale. Some of us are stale. We've lost that first love, so to speak. God, I just want a desire. I'll hang loose and do what you want with it, but please just fire me up with the desire. Touch me with the flame of desire. Not for things. Not for the gifts. Not for anything but a love for you. A love for you. A love for you. Do you want it tonight? I don't want to look at you. Nod your head to yourself on the inside. If you do, shake your head. No, it makes noise. Lord, I want to be. Give me some desire, God. There's some marriages here that need a touch from God. Your flame is flickering. You know what? That ain't half bad. That isn't half bad. It really isn't. And I'll tell you why. Sometimes we need to be restored to our honeymoon. And you're never going to appreciate the honeymoon until the fire begins to go out. You follow what I'm saying? God wants to restore that relationship tonight. Honey, be in deep prayer about this. Something big. Hallelujah. God will give you a love for your mate that is a pure love. Falling in love is just emotional. Pure love is when God fans the flame of desire. Your spouse, no matter how old they are, the older we get, the more we wonder, oh God, you created that? Huh? Come on, isn't that right? Huh? Now, God will let us look as the most beautiful persons in the world if we'll let Him flame the fire of desire. Some of you may be backslidden tonight. You're not on the road to hell. You're just freezing. Hell would be hot. You'd know it. You'd come running back in a hurry if you tasted hell. Now you're gradually freezing. God says, come on, let me melt the ice. Very practical terminology. I hope I don't offend anybody. If I do, get over it. Huh? We want results. We want results. Lord, melt the ice cube of coldness with your fire from above. Oh God. Oh God. And by the way, God, expose the sins of my youth so you don't have to look at them anymore. Oh Lord, forget. Look not at the sins of my youth. They're deeply ingrained in me. Sister, that Jehovah song that you played, there's something about it that was stirring. In the presence of Jehovah, let's get for real. It's not bedtime yet. Thank you, Lord. No. God, we don't need psyching up. That's man's way of doing things. But we need to be brought into an awareness in our spirit man, in our soul, of whom you are, where you are, what you are. We want to come boldly unto your throne of grace. Of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, Rebels Shepherdies, hearts are bended in the presence of the Lord. Let's change our positions and stand for a minute. In the presence, there it comes, of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace. See, that's the angel of awareness. Hallelujah. There's a cloud descending over you, brother. Just tune in. It's there. You'll sense it if you don't already. Of heaven, of your presence, of the moon. I am claim to you of my goodness, my mercy, my truth. I shall show you of the springing wells of my life. For you, I shall exploit my way. Oh, my love for you. Oh, come. Thank you. That's all right, brother. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I said it's okay. Hallelujah. I release you. I release you from that this night. No longer is the hold of the bloodline upon you. I have set you free this night. It's okay. Rejoice, my son. It's okay. Oh, yes. I will walk now. He's speaking to us. In your presence, I will meet you in the depth of your soul. You've been crying out to be made whole. I will make you. I shall fulfill to you. Yes, my child, my bride, you're being made so whole. Wow, I just see him, that gown. Thank you, Lord. Just know it in your head. He'll manifest it to you. There'll be a hunger in your heart when you go home tonight, such as you've never had, such as you've never had. The things that are obstacles that you fuss over, the things that are obstacles that I need to fix this, I need to fix that. Busy, huh? Oh, yeah, it's so easy to be busy. The Lord says, I change it. I wash it tonight. I set it apart unto me. I'll take care of the others, even the little ones. I shall take care of them. I shall bring you to this place of knowing me such as you've never known. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'd like us to pray together. Sister, just keep playing. Hallelujah. You want to know a taste of music in heaven? Now, this is a faith proclamation. It's not a feeling. I want to draw into a place where I know that the holiness of God, His Spirit, the seven spirits of God, are going to touch me. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of deliverance. It's not tomorrow. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time for marriages to be rekindled. Now is the time for your desire to be fanned. James says, draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. That doesn't mean climb a ladder up to heaven. That means, God, I want to go to a place that I don't understand your love. Would you show it to me? I'm going to draw nigh and ask you. Ask Him now. Lord, I want to draw nigh to you. Hey, listen, if you're uncomfortable standing, sit. We don't care about posture. We care about results. Just hang loose and do whatever's comfortable. Ah, come on. Oh, Lord, I want to draw unto you. Okay, let's tell him. Lord, you promised. You'd draw near to me. I want it. Lord, I want to come to your throne. And I want to tell you this. I want my desires kindled. I want my desires to be filled, O God, with explosiveness, O God. Dynamite, dunamis. Lord, do a work in me. I'm boldly coming unto your throne of grace. You'll not punish me. You'll not speak evil of me. You'll not put me down. But you reach out to me right now, O God. And you say, oh, come, my child. Come, my child. Tell me. And he's saying, I will. I will. Lord, fan my desire. Oh, Lord. Okay, let's pray again. Father, send your Spirit from your throne into this temple. come down through the third heaven into the second heaven, O God. Paralyze the demons that have been assigned to me to quench the fire of desire. Oh God, expand the areas of my desires that they would include you, my mate, my children, my grandchildren, my enemies. Oh God, expand my desires. Let them be godly. Send your angels with chains to bind any demons that have been assigned to my desire area. Seal their lips that they might not speak, and cause them to face the fire of God. Oh, Lord, shine down into my soul, into the first heaven. Search me, O God. See if there be any wicked desires in me, any resistance of desire within me, any procrastination, any laziness, any weariness. O God, any depression, any attitude of giving up, anything that would hinder my desire, O God, a love for things, a lust, O God, the spirits from pornography that flash through my mind from days past, the pleasures of sin that seem so strong, that do not want me to desire you, O God, bind them in my soul now. Bind, bind, bind. You know what it is. Have the courage, the intimacy to tell your Father right now, bind them, send your angels to bind them. O God, Harabalasandalona Basi, Sharabalasi Andalona Bakoya Torianda. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Let's say this. Soul, I command you to line up to these words that I'm going to sing right now. Sister, in the presence again.
In the presence of
in the Word in Psalm number 25, verse 1. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Speak to your soul. Soul, I have authority over you. My Jesus says I must possess you. I command you to be lifted up now into the realm of the Holy Spirit and stay there. Hallelujah. 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 This is faith stuff, guys. You can't turn a light switch on, but God says without faith it's impossible to please me. We are pleasing Him right now. We are drawing near to Him, and He is getting our soul. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Boy, you draw from me tonight. I draw from you. It's awesome. Hallelujah. You have a pure heart. Hungry heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Generational curses now. Lord, please send the fire beneath me, going back as many generations as necessary. I agree that they've had a hold on me. Ha ha, Satan. I agreed with you. That means you lost. Because now you're no longer my adversary. I agree, I was guilty. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the minute you agree with the adversary, he loses all power. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I wish they wouldn't have abused laughing, because, man, I got it tonight. Hallelujah. Okay, Jesus, you were bruised for my iniquity. I'm asking you to apply your victory to all my generational sins that have to do with my desire. Fear of success, fear of failure, fear to finish the job, fear to start a job, fear that says it's never good enough. Fear that says I can't do it. Fear that I am the tail and not the head. Fear that has improper respect for others. By the way, that lies to you and says they're better than you. Spirit of intimidation. Oh, we got you, guy. Hallelujah! Fear of the spirit of intimidation. Oh, loose me now, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, I want to put a clamp on that. Look to your neighbor and say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And God did a marvelous job with me. Hallelujah. Yeah, nobody can interfere with that. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We are one in Christ. We are one in Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, man. I wonder how many... don't show me. But boy, there was something that was going there. He was boogieing fast. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, it's so good. You can say it. I'm good. Because God made me that way. I am blessed. I'm stuck with being blessed. Because God made me that way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See what the fire does? It goes down in there. You never know what's going to happen. Hallelujah. But Lord, give them a desire. Give a desire. Start with me, God. A desire. A desire to be a fanatic. I don't know how else to put it. Just a desire, God. A desire, God. A desire, God. Set me on fire, God. Set me on fire, God. I need to march. Hallelujah. Marching music. Set me on fire, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Now, we're going to speak to our emotions because God gave them to us. It's okay for emotions. We gave them to God to be holy. You know, I want to be filled with His excitement. You see, that's what desire is, sister. Excitement is desire. Oh, God's desire is not a long face sitting in a pew. No, that's church. We want reality. Reality. Hallelujah. Decently and in order, but reality. So, God, I gave you my emotions. If I embarrass you, that's your problem. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? Come on. Embarrassment's part of pride. That's. Oh, you don't want that. Hallelujah. I dare you to fly like an eagle. Hallelujah. Soar like an eagle. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, la basanda, Lord, la basi. Soar la basanda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Better make some room. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You carry the label of Pentecost and we act like something else. Oh, Jesus. I threw the sun. An army I'm out of the bar. Oh, God's got an army marching through this land. Deliverance in the land. Come on, lead us. They'll follow you. You bet, brother. You're a leader. Come on, you carry leader quality.
Yeah, I've got a power. Oh, I've got an army marching through the sand.
Hallelujah. Yes, glory. Hallelujah. Yes.
In this army, I've got a power. God's got an army marching through this land. Freedom to the song, delivery in their hands. Everlasting joy, heaven's in his heart.
Come on, I'll walk full.
God's got an army marching in this land. Deliverance in the song, deliverance in their hands. Everlasting joy.
You're gonna, you're not feel right if you sit down. Let loose, come on.
God's got an army marching through this land. Deliverance in the song, deliverance in his hands. Everlasting joy, deliverance in their hearts.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.